Now, John, I'm going to turn this a little over like that. Are you going to be able to see it all right?
Yes, I see it. Oh, yeah.
And what I was thinking that I turned this thing a little away from the piano, and then I'm going to stand
up.
Yeah,
I think it's too loud.
Yeah. The first one is... Before we started?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Just a minute. The heart that once through terrors was the soul of music shed, now hangs as mute on terror's walls as if that soul were fled. So sleeps the pride of former days, so glory's thrill is o'er. And hearts that once beat high for praise now feel that pulse no more. No more to chiefs and ladies bright the harp of terror swells. The chord alone that breaks at night its tale of ruin tells. Thus freedom now so seldom wakes the only throb she gives. When some heart indignant breaks to show that still she lives. His name, let it sleep in the shade where cold and unhonored his relics are laid. Sad, silent, and dark be the tears that we shed as the night dew that falls on the grass. But the night dew that falls, though in silence it weeps, shall brighten with verdure the grave where he sleeps. And the tear that we shed, though in secret it rolls, shall long keep his memory green in our souls. Sons betrayed her.
When Malachi wore the collar of gold, which he won from her proud invader, when her kings with standards of green unfurled, led by Red Branch knights to danger, where the emerald gem of the western world was set in the crown of a stranger. On Launay's bank, as the fisherman strays, when the clear cold eve's declining, he sees the round towers of father days in the wave beneath him shining. Thus shall memory often in dreams sublime catch a glimpse of the days that are over. Thus sighing look through the waves of time for the long faded glories they cover. Tis the last rose of summer left blooming alone, all her lovely companions are faded and gone. No flower of her kindred, no rosebud is nigh to reflect the gar blushes or give sigh for sigh. Leave thee the lone one to pine on the stem, since the lovely are sleeping, go sleep thou with them. Thus kindly I scatter thy leaves o'er the bed, where thy mates of the garden lie scentless and dead. Now hey. indignant breaks to show that still she lives.
Leaning on a shovel. Okay, Belle. The performance you now heard has just given you an idea of why